Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how men see the humble servant of God. I'm going to read you from Isaiah chapter 53, starting at verse 1, where we read, "Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him." Isaiah chapter 52, starting at verse 13, all the way through the end of Isaiah chapter 53, is one of the most well-known and beloved prophetic passages in the Bible. With rare power and beauty, the prophet described the life and ministry of God's perfect servant, Jesus Christ, the Messiah of God. In the section that I just read to you, Isaiah began by saying, "Who has believed our report?" Prophetically, Isaiah anticipated at least two things. First, he anticipated how strange and contradictory it seemed that the suffering Messiah, whose visage was marred more than any man, is at the same time salvation and cleansing to the nations. Second, he anticipated the rejection of the Messiah, that many people would not believe our report. Isaiah next asked, "To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" In this context of the Messiah's suffering and agony, this line seems to be out of place. The arm of the Lord is a picture of strength and power and might. And in this passage, we mostly see a Messiah who is weak and suffering. But the strength, power, and might of God will be expressed in the midst of this suffering, this seemingly weak Messiah. The description continues, "He shall grow up before him as a tender plant." Jesus did grow up. As he increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man, that's in Luke chapter 2, verse 52. But all the while, he was as a tender plant of seeming weakness and insignificance, not like a mighty tree. A tender plant is weak, it's vulnerable, unless it is before him, that is, before the Lord God in God's presence. Then what seems to be weak is strong. If the plant is before him, it doesn't even matter that the ground is dry, God will sustain it with his presence. So he grew as a root out of dry ground. Jesus grew up in the Galilee region of Roman-occupied Palestine. In respect to spiritual, political, and the standard of living matters, it was indeed dry ground. And God can bring the most wonderful things out of dry ground. Therefore, we should never say, it's useless to preach there, or you can't see God work in such a dry place. Before God, dry ground is hopeful soil. Then Isaiah continued, "He has no form or comeliness, no beauty that we should desire him." Though he spoke prophetically, and hundreds of years before Jesus, Isaiah gave a more compelling description of Jesus than perhaps we find anywhere in the gospel accounts. Jesus was not a man of remarkable beauty or physical attractiveness, that is, comeliness. And he didn't have that Jesus was ugly, but it does mean that he did not have the advantage, so to speak, of good looks. This means that when we try to attract people to Jesus through form or comeliness or beauty, we're really using methods that run counter to the nature of Jesus. Alan Redpath explained it like this: "These days it appears that we must dress up the gospel to make it attractive. I wonder if we stop to think that in our efforts to make the gospel message attractive, we are drawing a curtain across the face of Jesus in his humiliation. The only one who can make him attractive is the Holy Spirit." In fact, Isaiah said, "He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief." This tells us that Jesus was not the life of the party kind of guy. It would be wrong to think of him as perpetually sad and morose. Indeed, he certainly showed great joy, such as in Luke chapter 10, verse 21. Yet he knew sorrow and grief so intimately that he could be called a man of sorrows. Most of our sorrow is really just self-pity. It's feeling sorry for ourselves. Jesus never once felt sorry for himself. His sorrow was for others and for the fallen, desperate condition of humanity. This, among other reasons, made him despised and rejected by men. And because of that, we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Because there was nothing outwardly beautiful or charismatic about the Messiah, mankind's reaction was to withdraw from him and to despise him and to hold him in low esteem. This shows that men value physical beauty and charisma far more than God does. And when we don't see it, we can reject the people whom God accepts. Think deeply upon it. He, Jesus Christ, was rejected by men so that we could be accepted by God. Don't waste what he endured by failing to receive and enjoy what he purchased for you.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.